version of the poodle skirt all the American girls are wearing. But even after everything is laid out, I feel apprehensive about going back. Everyone will be asking me why I've been absent for over 2 weeks. I myself don't understand why we weren't able to go to school just because the SIM were on our doorstep. After all, Poppy still went to work every day. But Mommy has refused to even discuss it. I go next door to Lucinda's room. My sister is setting her hair in rollers. Talk about torture. How can she sleep with those rods in her hair? For her outfit, she also picked out her skirt just like my parrot skirt, but she insisted on a poodle when Mommy made hers. Linda Lucinda, I butter her up. What are we going to tell everyone at school? You know they're going to be asking us where we were. Lucinda sighs and rolls her eyes at herself in the mirror. She motions for me to come closer. Don't talk in here, she whispers. Why? I say out loud. She gives me a disgusted look. Why? I whisper in her ear. Very funny, she says. I sit around until she's done with her rollers. Then she jerks her head for me to go out on the patio where we can talk. If people ask, just tell them we had the chicken pox, Lucinda says. But we didn't. Lucinda closes her eyes until she regains her patience with me. I know we didn't have the chicken pox, Anita. It's just a story, okay? I nod. But why didn't we really go to school? Lucinda explains that after our cousin's departure, too many upsetting things had been happening, and that's why Mommy has